Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
O'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens all with you on a Ryder Cup Red Friday. Red Ryder Cup Friday, right? Have you guys seen the Christmas movies starting to show up on your queue and like Netflix? And
no, I mean, there was Christmas in July on Hallmark.
Is your tree up yet?
No, okay. Not yet.
Next week.
Next week.
Not yet. Got to get through Halloween first.
Yeah, start to see those crazy Halloween decorations.
Oh, the ones over on Ward Parkway are the best. They put these full, like, not even life-size skeletons. They're like gigantic.
Like 10-foot ones?
No, 100-foot ones. Like seriously, go down Ward Parkway, drive around by Loose Park, look at some of the front yards.
Okay, sweet.
They've got these massive skeletons. I say 100. It's definitely not 10. It's somewhere in between, like, I don't know, 25, 30, 40-foot high.
Wow.
Like, huge skeletons in their yards.
There's this house I walk by on my route in downtown Lee's Summit that has just like, it looks like the Exorcist lady in his window upstairs, like in this glass opening. Ugh. That's it. So like, ooh, when you walk by and you look over, you're like, oh.
During Halloween or all year?
Well, no, I haven't noticed it until the other day, so yeah.
Hey, young boy, come here. I've got some porridge for you. Porridge.
I think I'll keep walking. It is that time of the day where we get into the script on a Friday where we do our best to plan what we think will happen. And, Mac, your name's at the top.
All right. My name is at the top. You know.
That's what I just said.
Mitch kind of, sorry, getting the music going. Mitch kind of made me not as confident, but you know what? I'm going to go with what I've got, right? Here we go. Gone back and forth on this all week, but the Chiefs are not losing two home games in a row, especially as underdogs. So, this is the most complete we're going to have seen this offense, not only from a roster perspective, but from actually on the field play perspective. We've seen Tyquan get involved. Xavier's back. This run defense is porous. We're going to see some good runs from both Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. Xavier Worthy's going to score. Pacheco's going to score. The defense is not going to be as good necessarily as people want it to be because Lamar is a cheat code. And so I wanted to get people prepared for that. Derrick Henry's not going to fumble every game. He's not going to fumble this Sunday. But the Chiefs will win in a tight game. They'll have to drive down the field at the end of the game to win it. Kelce will catch two clutch passes. The Chiefs will win 24-20. Mm. Lower scoring than Mitchell just said.
Yeah, I think 30 is the safe number for the Chiefs, right? If you can get to 30, you're really feeling good about yourself.
Yes.
I think that works in any game in the NFL. So for me, the second half of last week's game was the breakthrough that the Chiefs needed on offense, and now they get to add Worthy back into the mix. You heard Mitch talk about that as well. That first drive in the second half was imperative for this team. The Chiefs will be playing with extra juice having Xavier Worthy back, and it opens up so much. We'll see the running game work. We'll see over 100 yards for the Chiefs, not counting Patrick Mahomes' rushing yards for this organization. Worthy will have a 45-yard or more reception and score, and Travis gets back into the end zone as well, atoning for the drop INT versus the Eagles 2 weeks ago. He needs to show big in this game. He had a rough one last week, had a rough one the week before. It's time to show up big for this game. No more yelling on the sidelines. Go out there, use that energy, and produce. The defense, I do believe they will force Henry to fumble. Chiefs win this game 35-0.
In the words of the great Jim Ross, I think this game is going to be a real slobber knocker. I think that the Chiefs get Thornton and Worthy going early. How they use Xavier will be interesting. Like, is he ready to get live action? Or is he just going to be a decoy? I'm yet to decide on what I think that's actually going to be, but we will see in this game. We find out early because Andy will always tell us in the plays, right? We know when he gets a new guy in his offense, the first ball goes right to him. When he gets a guy back, we're going to see what he's if he's ready to go at Arrowhead on Sunday. Mahomes looks real good, like real good, I think, in this game. And has a, you know, has all these Norwals out there talking garbage that, you know, he's taking a tier down. This is Josh Allen. This is his league now. This is not Mahomes' dominant anymore. Well, it's time to put those people to bed and be quiet. I think the Chiefs D has a big turnover late in this game. What that turnover is, I don't know, but time will tell. And I see this one as I like it. 28-20 Ravens.
What?
Just kidding. I've got a 28-20 Chiefs in this game for week four's matchup.
I love the late turnover part of your script so much.
We've seen it twice for the Ravens. I don't know who's going to do it, but somebody's going to do it.
That's a key one. Be watching that game. 4 minutes or less. Ravens are going down the field. Interception, fumble, strip sack.
I mean, you want to see a guy like Karlaftis step up, man.
That's the time.
I can't imagine any more time better than now than Ravens have the ball, down eight, 35-yard line, right there. Victory formation.
And he's so good at chasing the quarterback from his behind. Like he's fast, so he can kind of chase him from the back. And I think that's his best case scenario. With what we saw, Lamar get sacked 7 times. At least 4 of them were him just standing in the line of scrimmage, someone from behind him chasing him and tackling him. So
the Chiefs, as Mitch and company were pointing out earlier, in the last 3 years, they're giving up less than 21 points per game.
18, yeah.
18-some points per game. Why isn't that talked about enough? Why don't we discuss that more? That's a hell of a run that this Chiefs defense has been on. It ain't stopping on Sunday. Okay? It ain't stopping on Sunday. These guys are pissed off. They're putting their foot in the ground, and they're going to continue to beat the Baltimore Ravens. It's time for this team to turn that corner. It started last week. They got to that red light. They're sitting there. They're waiting for that red light to turn green, and boom, there they go, down the freaking street, leaving everybody in their wake.
The Ravens have given up 4 sacks on average a game.
That's a lot.
Lamar Jackson has been sacked 12 times in 3 games.
That's a lot.
7 of which came last week. But, yeah, 10 times in the last 2 weeks, 12 times in 3 weeks he's been sacked.
And we have a defense that is arguably the best in the NFL. And if we've got the best defense in the NFL from a points per game perspective, why can't we do what the last 2 teams have done against Lamar Jackson, and that sack his ass?
From the 816, he's calling for 4 sacks and a turnover for the Chiefs defense and predicting 27-24.
If we have 4 sacks and a turnover, we win going away. We're leaving at the 2-minute warning. We're walking out of that stadium feeling really good if we have 4 sacks and a turnover on defense on Sunday. Do you guys agree with that? That's big. As Mitch talked about, he goes, we get 8 or 9 possessions in a game.
We'll see what that offense looks
like.
You
get 2 stops, you get a turnover. Yeah, that's feeling really good, man. That's feeling really good.
It's a good recipe. I will say to what Dusty said, I'm curious on what this offense is going to look like. We talked about how bad this Ravens defense is. I mean, what is the repercussion? What does Monday morning look like if we come in and this Chiefs offense couldn't get going? Like, what's the conversation then?
Yeah, well have to see what happens. But you can't continue to, you know, fall back on that, right? Like, everybody has injuries in the NFL.
Got to figure it out.
Like, this week, there's no excuse for the offense this week.
Nope.
Get it going.
You haven't had Rashee Rice for 16 weeks.
I mean, we haven't had Rashee Rice since week 2 of last year.
I mean, it was 4, but yeah. Like,
was it week 4?
Yeah.
So he's played in 3 weeks, 3 games in the last year and a half. Like, we got to stop using that as the fallback. We went 15-2 without Rashee Rice last year. Found ways to get it done without Rashee Rice last year. So you got 2 more games or so, 3 more games to figure it out with Rashee Rice. Monday morning, if they lose and the offense doesn't produce, Rashee Rice is not the excuse. We have to see what happened, you know, before we can sit here. Because I would say right now, Andy didn't run the ball. It's calling it now. If they lose and it's an offense, Andy didn't run the ball. You got to run the ball.
Over under 2.5 sacks, the Chiefs get.
Get?
I'll take 3.
So yeah, I'm gonna be aggressive. I'm going to take the over on this one. Yeah. Based on the numbers that Dusty gave, yeah, I think you have to look at the over on that one. This is up to the Chiefs defense, man. Up, go get his ass.
I mean, there's an advantage there. To me, if you take all the advantages and disadvantages, there's more advantages towards the Chiefs side. 1, it's a home game. 2, Mahomes. 3, Andy Reid. And then 4, I think that the pressure to win this game is more on Baltimore. You take those things you put them together, and then you face them, and you say, okay, that's where a little bit more of my confidence lies in the Chiefs. And I'm just, I know what the defense can do. What can the offense do? Because Xavier Worthy's back. Tyquan Thornton's shown that he's, you know, a diamond in the rough is what Dana Hughes called him yesterday on Cody and Gold. And what that can do for everybody else. And then can 74 just get his ass in gear? Because guys, I'm not kidding you. I will lose my effing mind if they throw a deep ball to Xavier Worthy in the first quarter and he catches it for a 75-yard touchdown and there's laundry on the field and it's, you know.
You ain't going to be the only one, man. Like, that may be the breaking point for 76,000 fans at the game.
Wow.
I'm being serious
about
that.
And I have that fear in my head that that's going to happen.
I know.
Trying to be a negative Nancy. I am worried to death that we see something like that.
Yeah, because, well, yeah. You're not wrong because his body of work has shown that that's the case.
It's going to happen. Just depends on when.
Yeah, because the big play... holding number 74, ooh, false start number 74, man, lined up, you know, offsides number 74. You got to pull him out of the game at that. I don't know if we will hear boos louder ever and have before if there's a penalty on 74 that costs the Chiefs a big play.
Travis Kelce might leave in a motorcade.
I may leave. I mean, seriously, like Travis may just leave the game at that point in time.
He might have to.
For his own good.
Just go.
And I wouldn't blame him. I'm not enough. 74. Go to Lewisburg, dude.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
That is What's in the Script, presented by Foaling. Get your foal on. Knock that middle pin down on your first throw. Game's over. Taking a nice piece of, like a nice pie in there. Mm-hmm. Some pizza and foal. Foal around, find out. Coming up next, we give a Ryder Cup update here on 96.5 The Fan. Plus, we talk about how Tony G was
harsh
right
words.
About. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes the truth hurts here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.